We have about 30 minutes left.
还有30分钟，还有没？
We can either engage in discussion, clarify some of the things I talk about, or I can talk about the issue of divorce and remarriage.
我可以回答你们的问题，或者我们就讲到离婚再婚的事。
Okay, we come back to you later. Okay, go ahead. Wow.Yeah, that's right. That we are, okay, in the case, the question is, in the case of war,
在打仗的时候，问题是
Christian is not really acting as his personal. So that enemy is not my personal enemy. I don't have any hate for him personally. But I am representing my nation.
基督徒应该想到我是代表我的国家，并不是因为我个人的仇恨去杀人的。
Therefore, I don't hate him at all.
我并不恨我的
仇恨。However, I am the agent of my nation.
但是我是国家服务的。
So you have to realize that I am, on one hand, I'm acting as an agent, social agent. Or in a context of social context, I'm the agent of my nation, not my own moral responsibility.
所以在我做的时候，我应该是遵守这种社会的这些条规。
Yes, and over there again, you have to evaluate why you're talking about your personal responsibility. You are not merely talking about. Okay, let me come back to in a better way. Go ahead, Charles.
在这样的情形之下，每个人还是有个人的责任。
Okay, in the Old Testament period of time. Okay, again in a social context.When somebody commits sin deserving death, some people obey God's command in carrying out that execution.
在旧约的时候，有人犯罪的时候，有人就要来实行那个处罚。
甚至要执行死刑。
执行，把他打死。
Now, when that person killed that man, it was not his person. He was not acting as his own person, but he is acting as an agent of the nation.As a matter of his acting as the agent of God.
他将他处死的时候，并不是因为他自己恨他，乃是他是国家的为国家服务来处死。
True. Suppose your nation, your ruler asks you to do something which is really morally wrong, then you can of course as a person you can rebel against it.
当然在你的国家或者上级他要你要求一些在道德上基本上不对的时候要你做的时候那个时候你可以反对
Therefore again we have come into that kind of dilemma or this kind of conflict of the two principles
那个时候我们就可以又利用那个两恶中间选择比较小的恶那个原则
Yeah and then evaluate on the basis of personal context also as a social context
We can measure whether it's based on personal standards or based on society standards. Because in the actual war, there were many Christians who were serving in the German army. And
or having
thought about
how they reconcile their faith. I don't know, they live in that area. Yeah. Right. I think that, for example, some people,Suppose Hitler command you to exterminate the Jew, thousands of Jew.
就好像在德国的时候，他希特勒有那些你去服役的话，好像你知道希特勒所做的是不对，但是他命令你要去把犹太人处死。
Then at that time, again, you have to choose the lesser of evils. Yes, you on one way, on one hand, you disobey your government.On the other hand, you are doing immoral things, even as an agent of the nation. So some Christians may even rebel and refuse to obey.
So in this time, you have to evaluate whether you are following your own personal moral standards or listening to the government's orders to do some bad things.
But the question I will answer here was talking about when a nation is involved in defensive war or some kind of justified war.
但是刚刚那个问题并不是说这个国家是那个战争是不好的而是为了他维护自己的国家的那种战争跟这个是不同的
还有一些另外如果敌人过
过来，不管怎样，你把他打死之后，他立即会得救，还要他们再加了自己的生命。
OK， 阿萨马达话 ，OK， let me put this way。OK， 阿萨有 question this way。OK， his question is this: Suppose the enemy come over to attack us, OK, and I serving as an officer or as a soldier of a particular nation, and if I kill him, somehow I love him or the opponent to repent.Therefore, I will not kill you. Now, that's the argument. Right? 大家听懂了 ?OK. Let me answer your question. In this way, from the Bible, not from the Bible.
让我从圣经上来回答你的问题。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多前书第七章。
Over here, Paul talks about, in the case, in the mixed marriage, one partner is a Christian, the other spouse is non-Christian.
这里保罗讲到一个情形，就是一个信的和不信的结婚。
Now, according to Brother Hood's logic,
按照何弟兄的逻辑，
if you say, okay, the non-believing partner wants to leave, you say, no, no, please do not go.Stay with me, because maybe, hopefully, I can convert you.
若是一个不信的人要离开你，你就说不要离开，不要离开，可能你留在这里的时候，以后还可以得救。
So if you leave me, suppose I tell my my wife is non-believer. She is not, but I said, suppose my wife is non-believer. I say, okay, don't leave me, because if leave me, you may not have the opportunity of being saved.
举例说，就是说我的妻子还不信的，她要走，我说不要走，请你不要走，可能你以后还会得救。
Now, according to logic, then we say, okay, let's not divorce, let's stay there.
按照你的逻辑，他们就不分开，就留在一起。
Let's see what Paul say about that.
来看保罗怎么讲。
First Corinthians chapter 7.
哥林多前书第七章。
Verse 15.
十五节。
But if the unbelieving partner desire to separate, let it be so.In such a case, the brother or sister is not bound, for God has called us to peace. Wife, how do you know whether you will save your husband? Husband, how do you know whether you will save your wife?
倘若那不信的人要离去，就由他离去吧。无论是弟兄是姊妹，遇着这样的事，都不必拘束。神召我们原是要我们和睦。你这做妻子的怎么知道不能救你的丈夫呢？你这做丈夫的怎么知道不能救你的妻子呢？
我们这种圣经犯错了，难过。我一听，那里的圣经啊，并不是说，因为中文的圣经看起来啊，好像意思就是说，所以你不要让他走啊，你怎么晓得你不能救他？那那是什么秘密？我刚才念的英文的圣经好一点，希腊的圣经更好。那里就说啊。他要走，你就让他走好了。你怎么晓得你能够救他？你不要以为说，因为有一天呢，我把他留在那里，希望有一天他会得救，我就不要让他走。保罗意思说，走就让他走。OK， 所以我们中国人说，你怎么晓得你不能救他？那错了，那 emphasis 错了，那个 emphasis 那味道不太一样。你晓得的，那看一个 feeling 很痛啊。
他不是要走，他是打他，我打
啊，
他是把他打死。
对啊，是啊，那丈夫你怎么晓得你不能救他？那 question over here is, okay, why? How do you know whether you will save your wife? How do you know that? If you look into the context, the meaning there. So therefore, the meaning is, you don't have to use such an argument in determining your ethical decision. That's what Paul said. Okay.
所以你不要用这个来决定你一定要挽留你的妻子。
Same thing in the enemy case. Same thing happens.
对敌人的情形也是一样。
So you do not, you don't act like that, and therefore end up with you don't do anything, right?
你不是用这个做借口，结果什么都不做。
And that is again in the social context. And when you are okay, let me tell you this. All of us basically, we are not so black and white, purely acting as a person.Or purely acting as a social capacity. Usually, it's not so black and white.
有的时候我们 不晓得是究竟是应该按照个人标
准。不是，我们常常啊，我们做事情并不说百分之百是完全站在个人立场，或者百分之百站在社会立场。我们常常就是混合在一起，不是那么 A 白那么分得很清楚 ，not quite clear， right？ For example， OK， let me use some example may help。Okay, suppose a judge is presiding over a court and the defendant is the son of his very good friend.
或者一个审判官在法庭里面，那个被告就是他自己的儿子。
或者他的朋友的儿子。
他的朋友的儿子。
Okay, now in that case, what is the responsibility of the judge?
那这个在这样的情形，这个法官他的责任是什么呢？
Okay, he as a judge, his responsibility is in social context.He ought to make his decision on the basis of law, right?
他要按照社会的标准来审判这个孩子。
However, on the other hand, that is his very good friend's son.
但是另外一方面，这个孩子是他好朋友的。
Therefore, he cannot just say, okay, I just do my judge responsibility, I don't care about it. But maybe he has to put him in a prison, and then after that, heAs an individual, go over to help him and try to correct him or something. That kind of program should be carried out.
可能他一定要把他审判的关在监狱里面，然后让别的人再去帮助他。
Therefore, again, over here, we have to balance all between social responsibility and personal responsibility.
所以我们在这里的时候一定要使个人的标准和社会的标准是要平衡。
Therefore, many times, it's not so...quite a black as such, but rather, you have to wait out. Therefore, really, in today's very complicated social situation, condition, to function as a Christian, we cannot go without our mind, our thinking, our judgment.
所以有的时候
our evaluation is
个人标准和社会标准是不是很明显的分开，而且要权衡。所以在尤其在经过今天的社会里面，我们基督徒要用我们的头脑来思想怎么样的决定。
Therefore, that kind of ethical thinking analysis is a very important part.
所以这一类的道德的思想是很对我们。
And as a matter of fact, I've said it yet, but someday I may say it. Right now, let me say it. One of the signs of Christian maturity is for him to be able to evaluate this kind of ethical situation.
所以。
That's in the Bible.
一个成熟的基督徒，他应该能够权衡这一类的，是。
That's part of Christian maturity. It's clearly mentioned in the Bible there.
在圣经里面也提到，这是基督徒成熟的一个表现。
Any more questions? Yes. Right.Right, that's right. 不是啊，耶稣说 guiltless.
对
Right, okay.
我的问题就是说，这样的情形是说，因为他在这种情形之下做那小的狗是犯错。
Okay, really, the meaning there is this. Or question in English.Okay, the question is this. We talk about lesser of two evils. When we are in that kind of dilemma, what we have to do is choose the lesser of the evil. And Matthew, yesterday, talked about, actually the context says, Jesus said, don't you know when the priest violate the Sabbath law in temple, if they are guiltless. Therefore, they are completely guiltless. Yes, over there, guiltless is used in more or less some kind of, how do you call it?Something like, in a loose way, namely, the meaning is, well, this is the way you ought to go. Not completely 100% guiltless under that sense. Now, it may be guiltless, but still does not give us license to practice less of the evil when it is not necessary. That's the point I'm talking about.That's right. 不算为有错 That's right. You can say that's not mistake. However, still, we are realizing that the nature of that So we will not continue to do it when it's unnecessary. Okay, that's the issue. That's the reason why I keep using that list of evils to avoid that kind of license to do, okay, since under such a circumstance, it's okay to lie, therefore let's lie all the time.
选择那小一点的错处，并不是就给你允许可以犯那个小罪，而是要尽量的还是避免。
对呀。要慢慢学习。Okay. The question is.One of the signs of Christian maturity is to be able to make that kind of ethical evaluation, make the ethical decisions. His question is, how about those who are not mature in Christian, that more or less a babe in Christ, what they do? Well, actually, we ought to strive to grow up so that we can achieve the point, yeah, before we arrive to that kind of maturation, we almost have to do the best we can.
我们应该尽量的来争取能够做得恰当，不过当我们还没有达到那个标准的时候，只有做到我们了解多少是对的就做多少。
Right. Actually, that is one statement mentioned. I can recall the passage right now. I don't have concordance here. We talk about, Paul talk about, if we have come,whatever degree we arrive to, let's walk according to it. Maybe a Philippian or somewhere. Huh?
我们自己的光景如何，我们就按照那个那个亮光来走。
Yeah, right. 我们到什么地步就按照那个地步而行。However, that's not give us license. They say, therefore, I'm baby all the time, so don't expect me.
所以并不是说你就可以说我是一个婴儿就永远走婴儿的路。
Therefore, what I'd like to call our attention is this. Probably you have seen.From the material I presented today, we should not just look at one single slice of the biblical data. We ought to put all the data, related data in the Bible together to evaluate.
所以我们在做决定的时候，不可以抓圣经上的一句来遵守，而要把整个圣经上有关的来融会贯通。
Therefore, we cannot just take the passage we are just somebody is looking for now.Let me say that, okay, if what, to whatever degree we arrive, let's walk accordingly. Therefore, I am not going to mature, I just stay as a baby all the time. Okay. Okay. Thank you. I think that's somewhere right.
Philippians 3, verse 16.
Yeah, something like that meaning, yeah. Right, 3:15 and 16. Now, let's look at 16 in the context of 15.
我们也看15节。
Let those of us who are mature be that-minded. And what does that-minded mean? It refers to what he said in verse 13:14. Brethren, I do not consider that I have made it.My own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature be that minded, namely, press on to go forward, and if in anything you are otherwise minded, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to whatever we have attained.Namely, we just continue to grow, yet during the process of growth, whenever you are growing to such point, you just do your very best at that stage of maturity.
从十三节开始，弟兄们，我们不是以为自己已经得着，有一件事就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在。所以就是说，我们无论在什么光景，我们都是尽量的往前去，就按照自己的地步。就那样的行，但是一定要往前进去。
Any more questions?
还有没有其他问题？
Yes.
刚刚讲到说，我们 刚才我说的，你去过兰州跟中国的历史来解释，如果填写到有更大的题，那可不可能连这个 lesson 一种都不算？
No. No. Okay. Over there, the faith, her question is,I think Romans chapter 2, I think. He talked about we are to do according to the degree of our faith. And her question is, in the case of Hebrew midwives, if they have a greater faith, probably they even do not have to choose a lesser evil. They can avoid everything altogether. And I think that is impossible. That's unrealistic to begin with. Secondly, the faith mentioned in Romans chapter 12 is not that kind of faith. It's not, has nothing to do with that. Okay.Yeah, without telling a lie, you just, how do I call it? Without telling a lie, let's talk about in the case of Rahab. Without telling a lie, what are the consequences will be? Rahab, let's talk about the case of Rahab. Still, that's no other choice, right? That is, okay, that kind of thinking is a little unrealistic. It's maybe ideal on paper, but not in the actual life situation. Because in that kind of thing, you say, you don't say anything. Well, that's clearly, that is, you are disobedient and all these kind of things. Surely, what Pharaoh would do is, okay, since you are not obeying that, let me just put some other people to excuse that. Right?You get my point? If this midwife did not tell what they told Pharaoh, see, what they told Pharaoh is, yeah, we tried, but whenever, before we arrived there, this Hebrew wife already gave birth to their boy. That will stop Pharaoh appointing other midwives to execute them. If you consider that way. I don't know whether, do I have to translate this into Chinese?
就是说如兰的意思就是说，假如说两恶中间选小恶的话，王教授觉得有的时候是不是很实际的，有的好像
不不不 let me translate that a little bit, I'll hold that thing. I'm not different, I'm difficult. 他的意思就是说，这个希伯来的修生婆啊，修生婆啊，如果他们有更大的信心的话，他根本就可以不撒谎。法老叫他们去把这个小孩子杀掉，他们根本不杀。法老问他们怎么，他说不话，话都不讲。这样的话，顶多他们被杀掉，可能。可是还有一个问题是什么呢？如果法老知道，哎呀，你们这些人根本就不听我的话，他就派其他的修生婆去执行杀掉这个希伯来的男孩子。我当他这样说的时候，他说，哎呀。他告诉那个法老说，我们还没到以前呢，这个犹太人的这个希伯来人的妇人孩子已经生下来了，说我们要杀都没办法， too late， 太迟了。这样的话法老啊就不会想说再造其他会牵挂的收中婆去杀死这些人。所以我说有些实际上的问题需要考虑。所以并不是说那个两者二当中选那个小的是坏，不是坏，说有时候你不得不这样。那像拉哈的情况，你不撒谎，你说问耶利哥的人，他说：“哎，你的家里那两个犹太人的那个探子叫出来，他一句话都不讲，他一定知道在你家里，一定搜查，马上把两个打死了，对不对？”I think so.
In case you did some evil things like Rahab, do you have to repent?
Okay, let me put this way. For that kind of lesser evil, we still need the atonement of Jesus' blood. But in that case, we don't need to repent because you have no choice. Repentance means I'm not going to do it any longer, anymore.But in the future, something happens, you have no choice, you have no thing. So it's not in the true sense repenting. But yes, you say, well, God, I just have no other choice. I did it, but probably some God is, but I still need Jesus' blood to cover. That's what we can do. Right. That's right. Just for forgiveness, but not in a true sense of repentance, I decide not to do it anymore. You're in the future, when you have that again, you still have to do it.
像这样的情形，我们当然需要主耶稣宝血的洁净，但是并不是一个悔改，好像以后不做的事情，因为不得已才这样做。
But in many cases, I think that many times we be confronted with that kind of dilemma in our lives.
在生活上常常遇到这样的情形。
Yeah.社会的呀 ，context 呀。
我的问题就是说，这个原则我们当时知道的圣经。
Right。
那这个原则我们知道圣经很早的，当时就那个法
律。是 ，Okay. The question is, we need to make distinction between personal ethics and social ethics, or the Christian ethics in the context of personal, or in the context of social responsibility. The question is, in the social responsibility.Do we have to follow the principle of the Bible or follow the law of the particular country? My answer to that is still the principle of the Bible, the biblical principle. And evaluate the biblical principle in the light of application. Really, the question is not the principle of the Bible or the law of the land, but the question is how to apply the principle of the Bible into the particular situation.The application is not the issue, not the issue of principle.
回答是我们应该应用圣经上的原则来应用在国家的那个要求上。
所以不是国家的法律要求我们，是圣经原则。问题是在如何把圣经原则应用在那一个特别的情况底下。Right.
The question is, I'm going to mainland China. If I take Bibles, somebody asks me, have you brought Bibles? Can I say no if I bring some Bibles in my suitcase?
Well, I really like to know more about the situation in China before I make that decision. Really. Because yesterday we talked about in discerning the God of God, the will of God, we talked about one of the guidelines of the goodness, good, agapos. Okay. And that good has to do with the effect as well, not only our motivation, but the effect on that also.
我们昨天讲到的就是要讲行善、纯良的事情。
Therefore, I would really...find out the situation in mainland China more before I make that decision.
所以我要对大陆的情形了解更多一点，我才能够回答你。
I think about a few months ago, maybe sometime in November, I don't remember. I met James Taylor the Third, who used to be he's the General Secretary of Overseas Missionary Fellowship.
去年十一月，我看到戴弟兄戴德森的尊称。
And he told me something which was a little shocking to me.
他告诉一些事让我很惊异。
He told me that those Bible smugglers into mainland China, particularly in the province of Fujian or somewhere, I think, did more harm to Christians than good to the Christians.
他说在福建省有一些偷运圣经的一些基督徒，他们对基督徒不仅是没有帮助，反而对他们有害。
是圣经把圣经带进去的人，把圣经。My understanding is somehow they use some kind of a package or something, bought or something, right? Okay, something like that. And as a result, this Bible did not really get into mainland China.But the Christian living in that area just suffer somehow tremendously. And his comment to me was, do not just listen to these people, both Smandra or Brother Andrews, just look at partial evidence. He said, you have to look at the whole thing. And I never heard about that story.
他说那圣经不仅是没有运到基督徒的手中，反而让当地的基督徒受了很多的苦。所以戴弟兄说，有的时候不能够光听 Brother Andrew 所讲的话，应该全面的来衡量这件事。
Therefore, I think we need to evaluate that first.
所以我们要先 衡量。
Before I really make the decision whether I will say yes or no, I such a thing.
所以我没办法回答你。
Yeah. In many things, it's not really. See, when we are young, we tend to think. At least when I was young, I tend to think everything is white and black, so clear, black and white.
所以在年轻的时候，什么事情好像都黑白很分明的。
But when you begin to grow more and grow up and then we begin to become more experienced, you begin to see life is not so simplistic as black and white.
但是长渐渐长大以后，生命就不一定是黑白分明，有的时候是需要一些 judgment.
And in that kind of situation, we need to really use our judgment in thinking a lot. And I'll tell you this much. The reason why, I have 5 more minutes.The reason why in the seminar I teach because in New Testament ethics it is at least part of the reason why.
我在神学院教基督徒的道德的这个课程一个原因。
Is to teach the students how to think.
就教导这些学生怎么样思想。
And they think they make that kind of evaluation before they confront it with that kind of crisis.
让他们先有思想，先衡量这件事，然后在他们遇到困难以前。
And basically, when they learn how to think, then when they come up with a crisis, then they will know how to handle